Chapter 21. He was waiting for me. All I could do was stare at him in disbelief. "Miss Doyle," the captain said, "would you be good enough to sit?" He rose and held an upholstered seat out for me. As the Seahawk rolled, the door behind me slammed shut. The sudden noise startled me from my daze. "You knew I was coming," I whispered, finding it impossible to raise my voice.
"Of course."
"How?" There was a slight smile on his lips. Then he said,
"Mr. Keach."
"Keach?" I echoed lamely.
"Exactly. Who, from the start, kept me well informed about the crew. How they kept other sailors from signing on, how they threatened passengers so they would not sail. He informed me about Cranach, about Zachariah. Yes, Miss Doyle, I know your friend is alive and has been hiding in the hold. I'm delighted that he keeps out of the way. No charge of murder shall be put to me, shall it? More to the point, I know about what you're doing in my cabin now. It is the business of a ship's master, Miss Doyle, to know his ship and his crew, to keep everything in order. I told you that before. Apparently it still surprises."
I stood unmoving.
"Won't you sit?" he asked.
"What do you mean to do with me?" I asked.
"You've had your trial. Was it not fair?"
"I did not kill Mr. Hollybrass."
"Was the trial fair, Miss Doyle?"
"It was you who killed him," I burst out. He remained silent for a long while. Then at last he said,
"Do you know why I despise you, Miss Doyle?"
It was said evenly, without emotion.
"Do you?"
"No," I admitted.
"The world of a ship, Miss Doyle, is a world not without quarrels," he began. "Sometimes bitter quarrels. But it is, Miss Doyle, a world that does work according to its own order. Now, when a voyage commences, all understand the rightful balance between commander and commanded. I can deal with the sailors, and they with me. I need them to run the Seahawk, just as they need me to command her. So we live by a rough understanding, they and I. And when this voyage began, I had high hopes you would help me keep the crew in order with your ladylike ways. But you, Miss Doyle, you interfered with that order. You presumed to meddle where you had no right. Look at the way you acted, the way you've dressed. It doesn't matter that you are different, Miss Doyle. Don't flatter yourself. The difficulty is that your difference encourages them to question their places, and mine, the order of things. Miss Doyle, you ask me what I intend to do. I intend to..."
"You killed Hollybrass, didn't you?" I now demanded.
"I did."
"Why?"
"He threatened me," the captain said with a shake of his head. "And in the midst of that storm, it was intolerable."
"And then you decided to put the blame on me," I pressed, "to keep me from going to the authorities and telling them the truth about you.